E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The satirical news site The Onions bought Alex Jones's InfoWars at a bankruptcy auction. Jackie Quinn has details.
Executives of The Onion plan to relaunch InfoWars as a platform to spoof Alex Jones and other peddlers of misinformation.
Their plan is to do something big and bold and dumb and stupid.
The Onion's parent company CEO Ben Collins says he's happy to turn the tables on Alex Jones, whose conspiracy theories on the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre further traumatized victims' families.
Taking over our politics and the way we talk to each other made everybody very afraid of the person next door.
The website will still be called InfoWars, and it will feature gun safety education, along with spoofs of other questionable online peddlers. Jones was forced to liquidate his network after losing a defamation lawsuit filed by the Sandy Hook family's John Feinblatt with Everytown for Gun Safety.
Painful, cruel misinformation that has been visited upon them will be staunched.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump's latest cabinet pick, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to head Health and Human Services. Health officials in Lebanon say an Israeli airstrike has killed at least 12 rescue workers in a civil defense center in the eastern city of Baalbek. Israel also carried out at least 2 airstrikes on Syria, it says targeted Islamic Jihad militants. And Saki Magani reports there's been another rise in military suicides.
Officials say young male enlisted troops make up the vast majority of suicides, and the bulk of them use a firearm. The Pentagon has worked to develop programs aimed at boosting mental health assistance and education on gun safety, locks, and storage, but many have not been fully implemented, and the moves fall far short of more drastic gun safety measures an independent commission recommended. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Skier Lindsey Vonn's coming out of retirement at the age of 40. Her record 82 World Cup victories stood as the women's record until Michaela Schifrin eclipsed it. And add this story to the list of ideas that really are just not going to work. Shelley Adler explains.
Insurers say a bear that damaged luxury cars was actually a fake. The California Insurance Department says 4 Los Angeles residents have been accused of defrauding 3 insurance companies out of nearly $142,000. They claimed that a bear had caused damage to their cars, but it turned out it was a person in a bear costume. How'd they get caught? The group provided video footage of the so-called bear to the insurance companies as part of their damage claim. Someone suspected it was not an actual bear, and after executing a search warrant, detectives found the bear costume in the suspect's home. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.